for your prayers today. Isaiah chapter 6, I want to read for a scripture reading today the first 8 verses of that chapter. So Isaiah chapter 6, beginning with verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting up on a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had 6 wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. And I want to stop my reading there with those 8 verses. There's a statement, and I wanted to read these verses here today to introduce to you what I want to speak about. There was a statement made in this. Isaiah actually made a very profound and a very bold statement in this. And that was in the 8th verse. Isaiah said, I heard the voice of the Lord. And that's what I want to speak about today. Hearing the voice of the Lord. Now, you know, in our society today, and I believe that perhaps it's always been this way at different times, different cultures, different parts of the world, because there are people who just do not believe that you can hear God speaking to you. You know, strangely enough, there are religions that don't believe that God speaks directly to people. There are religions that believe that the only thing that we hear from God is what's written right here. You know, that what we read, that this is the only witness of Him that we have. And, you know, I'm thankful that I serve a God that's, and that I know a God that's bigger than the Scriptures. You know, the God that I know, and of course we know that, you know, now in our day we have the complete canon. We have all the books of the Scripture put into one book, one sacred library, the Holy Bible. But I'm glad that I know a God that's bigger than a book. And, you know, the God that I know today, Solomon said that the heaven of heavens could not contain him. Solomon knew when he was building the temple that certainly the temple wasn't adequate to house God in. And he even knew that all the world and all the heavens and all the universe really are not big enough to contain God. And so, you know, the Lord is bigger oftentimes than, you know, than what we tend to think about in our own minds. We kind of have a tendency to you know, box God in, and you know, God is God, and people are people. And His ways are higher than our ways. God's higher than us. He's far higher than us, and His ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. So here he made the statement, I heard the voice of the Lord. But as I was saying a moment ago, we live in a world where people don't believe that that's possible. And in fact, we live in a world with some people that if you make the statement that Isaiah made, they would say, well, get that guy a padded room and a straitjacket. I mean, there are people that would just think you're out and out crazy for saying that you had heard the Lord speaking to you. But I want to assure you today that God has been speaking, and I want to share just a few scriptures with you today, but I want to assure your hearts that God has been speaking to His creation ever since the first man lived on the earth. And I want you to notice this, and this is found in the first book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 3, verse 8, and I'm sure that this will be familiar to most all here today. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 8, and this is speaking in reference to Adam and Eve. This is in reference to the first human beings that were ever here on the earth. And it says this, and this was after that they had sinned, and after that they had transgressed God's law, and they had sewed fig leaves together to try to hide themselves from God. And in Genesis 3 and 8, it says, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Now, the Bible tells us there in that third chapter of Genesis that God called unto Adam. And when he called to Adam, Adam heard the voice of the Lord. And he told him, he said, I was naked and I hid myself. And I was afraid, and he was afraid in his lost condition when he heard the voice of the Lord, but he heard it. He heard God speaking. He heard God calling to him. And of course, in the case there with Adam, I'm convinced that he heard God vocally, orally. I'm convinced that he heard him speak in an oral voice. Now, you know, you may be here today and you may have never heard the Lord speak out in that way, but that doesn't mean that we haven't heard the voice of the Lord. Some people have heard, and we may talk about some of them. Adam was not the only one. There were people at different times that we read about throughout the scriptures that actually heard the oral voice of God sound out from heaven. And, you know, you, like I said, you may have not heard God in that way, but still we can hear Him speak. All right, so the first book of the Bible, in the third chapter of the book of Genesis, we're told there about Adam and Eve hearing the voice of the Lord. Now, if we look in the last book of the Bible, if we look in the book of Revelation, in chapter 14, verse 13, John said, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works do follow them. And so, you know, when I was studying this and trying to put my thoughts together, I wanted to share with you here this morning a verse from the first book of the Bible and a verse from the last book of the Bible where in both of those instances we have an example of the Lord speaking to His creation. And if you study the Bible, and you know, many of you know that this is true, but all of the, you know, the other 64 books in between Genesis and Revelation, you will find account after account after account given in the scriptures of God speaking to human beings. And He still does that today. He speaks to the human family. I want you to think with me today about times in your life, situations in your life where you know that you heard a voice from on high, where you know that you heard God speaking to you, whatever it may have been, whatever you may have been seeking after, whatever you may have been searching for, that you heard God speak to you and assure you that He had heard your prayers. And I'll tell you what, truly, when we pray, that's the extent that we need to pray to. We need to pray to the extent that we know that God has heard our prayers, that He has assured us that we have reached the throne of grace. And whatever it is that you're praying about, you need to pray about it until you're able to reach that point that you know that God on His throne has heard you and has acknowledged your prayer as it come up before Him. I'm thankful today for the voice of the Lord in my life. I don't know what I'd do. I don't know what I would do if I wasn't able to commune with my Lord. I want to throw caution before you today. Let me caution you today, everybody that's here, whatever that the situation may be, however that God may deal with you throughout your life, whatever the circumstances may be that you're, however that you're involved with God, whatever that He might be leading you in, let me throw caution before you today. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 25, the Bible says, "See that ye refuse not him that speaketh, for if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth." And I believe in that 12th chapter of Hebrews, it's talking about the children of Israel there at the mount. It's talking about in the Old Testament. And I believe that when he said, "If they escape not who refused him that spake on earth," I believe that he was speaking in reference to Moses speaking to them. If they escape not who refused to hear Moses when he spake on earth, the Hebrew writer goes on and says, "How much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven?" And I'm telling you today, listen, if you really want to get yourself in hot water, if you really want to get yourself in trouble, then you refuse God when He speaks to you, and you'll have trouble like you've never had. I'm telling you, God can come down on you like nobody else can. You may, there may be things that you may refuse. There may be people that will be trying to persuade you of something, and you may choose not to listen to them. You may ignore advice at times. You may ignore good advice at times that comes from people. But I'm telling you, when God speaks to someone, when God begins to speak to the heart of an individual, if we don't obey the voice of the Lord, we're going to pay the price for that. I don't only know that from the scriptures. I know it from experience. God's He's above us. There may be things that, there may be things that we may tell each other. There may be things that we may tell our children. There may be times when we may try to instruct them that they may not want to mind. And, we may say, "Well, I wish that this person would listen to me. I wish that my children would listen to me. I'm trying to give them good advice." But I'm going to tell you something, that when God speaks, He expects that we listen to Him. And when we don't, we're going to pay the price. I'll tell you, I'm afraid today that we live in a world that believes they can do whatever they want to do. I'm afraid oftentimes that we might even, in the Lord's church, that we might even get the idea, "Well, I can do whatever I want to do. I can do what's good for me." Let me tell you something. We better do exactly what the scriptures tell us and what we find recorded in the book of Revelation, there in the first three chapters of Revelation, where we read about the Lord walking among his churches and speaking to those churches. And the Bible says there time and time again, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Let me ask you something today. In the year 2012, Fairview Memorial Missionary Baptist Church, do you believe today that our Lord and Savior can still speak to us today? Can he? Can we hear that voice from heaven today and let God tell us what to do and let God lead us in the way that he would have us to go? We better be listening to that voice. That's the one, that voice trumps all voices. I'll tell you what, the leadership of the Holy Spirit of God trumps everything. And we need to hear. We need to be spiritually in tune. We need to be hearing the voice of the Lord. You know, people have made some awful mistakes. People have done things that have ruined their lives. I mean, ruined their lives. You know, we need to understand that there are things that we can do that, you know, can never be undone. Even though that we may get forgiveness for them, yet they still have an effect upon us all the days of our life. And oftentimes, the reason that these things come upon us, and oftentimes the reason that these huge mistakes are made that just really mess up our lives, is because we did not consult God and listen to him. We didn't go to him for instruction. We just launched out and did whatever we thought was best. And you know, I'm going to tell you, it's not the devil, and it's not you, it's not the church, it's not the devil that I worry about the most ruining my ministry. It's me. You can do more damage to your Christian life than anybody can. That's true for all of us. And we need to listen to the Lord. We need to be, you know, we need the instruction that Samuel had when he was just a child. And there in the temple, God began to speak to him and call to him. And he didn't yet know the Lord, and he didn't yet understand what was going on. And so when the old priest Eli perceived that it was God that was calling the child, this is the instruction he gave him. He said, Samuel, you just go back and you lay down, and when you hear that voice again, this is how you respond. Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. And that's the attitude that all of us as God's people need to have. You know, when the Lord is speaking to us, we just need to say, I'm listening. I'm listening, Lord. You instruct me. You lead me. You guide me. God won't ever lead us wrong, will he? He won't ever lead us astray in anything. How do you know? How do you know when God is speaking to you? Well, let me just say this. When God speaks, would it glorify him, or would it benefit the person that he was speaking to if they weren't able to know who was speaking? I'm telling you, it's been, and I'm not going to say anything other than this. It has been my experience in life. And I'm no different than anybody else. We're all the same. We all have the same makeup. We're all the same in certain ways. We're all the same in our nature. And it has been my experience in life that God somehow, I can't explain it all, but God somehow has a way of speaking to His creation and to make you know that it's Him that's talking to you. You know what I'm talking about? Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." And when our Lord begins to speak to us, somehow He just has the power and the authority in His voice to make it known unto us that He is speaking to us. And I'm going to tell you something else, and there have been people that have been guilty of this throughout all the time. There have been people that have come up with such, oftentimes just crazy and bizarre ideas. There have been people that have come up with things that are in direct contradiction to the Word of God and claim that God was telling them to do that. No, He wasn't. God doesn't contradict His Word. If God, something that God told us in His Word that we are to stay away from, He's not going to tell us to get involved with it. He's going to lead us according to His Holy Word. There have been times in my life that I'm so thankful that I was able to hear the voice of the Lord. How about you? Because I didn't know what to do. I did not know what to do. I didn't know which way to turn. I didn't know, what would be the best choice to be made. I just did not know what to do about the situation. And I've had to go to the Lord, and I've had to pray, and I've had to pray. And I've had to pray until God would be willing to speak to me and to tell me. And, they that wait upon the Lord, the Bible says, they'll renew their strength. They'll mount up with wings as eagles. They'll walk and not be weary. They'll run and they'll not faint. And when we have those situations in life where we have got to know what to do, where we have got to have guidance that is that beyond the capability that man is able to give to us, I appreciate good advice, but sometimes that'll only go so far. I'm talking about times in our lives where we have to hear a voice from heaven. I love to read about God speaking from heaven. Read about when Jesus was on the earth. God was pleased with His Son, wasn't He? And when He was baptized, the Bible talks about Him coming straightway up out of the water. And the Holy Spirit of God descending upon Him in a bodily shape. That's the way Luke recorded it. That the Holy Spirit descended upon the Lord Jesus as He came up out of the water in a bodily form. And there came a voice out of heaven. And the voice said, and people heard that voice, and there came a voice from heaven that said, "This is My beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." And another time at the Mount of Transfiguration, as Jesus took Peter, James, and John up before them into the mountain and was transfigured before them, and His face was shining as the sun, there came a voice, as the Apostle Peter put it, from the excellent glory, there came a voice again and said, "This is My beloved Son, hear ye Him." God has spoken from heaven before, where there was an assembly of people and they heard the voice of the Lord. Sometimes it came down from heaven like thunder.
In fact, the Bible gives an account of people one time when God spoke that they actually thought that it thundered. And God can speak that way, but he doesn't have to, does he? God can speak in a voice that could shake the earth, but he can also speak to us very quietly. Right down here in your heart, he can speak to us like he spoke to Elijah there on the mountain when he spoke to him in a still, small voice. God guides us. He guides us with his voice. He instructs us with his voice. And I'm thankful today that he speaks to me. I want to talk for a moment before I close to you that are lost. I want you to understand, when God is speaking to your heart, he's drawing you. He's trying by his goodness to get you to come to him. He's drawing you. He's not making you, but he's drawing you. You know, when I was lost, I knew that God was dealing with me. I knew it. I would go to church. I would hear the gospel preached. And, you know, there would be this overwhelming feeling in my heart. I knew that God was speaking to me. I knew that he was dealing with me. I knew that he had told me that I was lost, that he had made that known unto me. And, you know, when we're in that condition and God is dealing with us in that way, what a dangerous thing that we do when we refuse him that speaks to us from heaven. Today, I want to encourage you, if you're here today and you're lost, I want to encourage you to do what we find recorded in Hebrews chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Let God have his way with you. You know, if you're here today and you've been saved, if God is speaking to you about something, let him have his way with you. You know, speak, Lord, for your servant is hearing. I'm listening. We, you know, I think sometimes we want to believe that we can refuse God and push him away just like we can a man, and that's not true. That's not true. You know, man's not going to judge us, but God is. And when he speaks, he expects us to obey his voice and to listen to him and to respond to him and obey what he tells us to do. Today, while we get ready to have a song, today, if you hear his voice, please do not harden your heart against God. I want to encourage the church today to listen to the voice of God while we're having this song and trying to reach out to lost souls. Please listen to the Lord today. Obey the Lord. Do what the Lord bids you to do. If God is dealing with you today to get rid of something out of your life, then do it. You know, whatever it is, whatever the situation is, be obedient to the Lord, and He'll really bless you for it. So while we have a song and ask everyone to stand, today, if God is speaking to you, do not harden your hearts. Come to the Lord. Seek Him and be saved.
Heavenly Highway Hymns number 63. He leadeth me, O blessed thought, O words with heavenly comfort fraught. Whate'er I do, where'er I be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, He leadeth me, by His own hand He leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by His hand He leadeth me. Sometimes mid scenes of deepest gloom, sometimes where Eden's bowers bloom, by water still or troubled sea, still 'tis His hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, He leadeth me, by His own hand He leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by His hand He leadeth me.
Let me say this before we continue to sing. If you've got that knocking on your heart today, God's dealing with you. You know, if you say, well, you know, service is almost over, I've managed to push away what that preacher has said today, let me tell you something. You're not rejecting me. I can't save you anyway. You're pushing God away. Amen. You're pushing away the only one that can help you. And, you know, you're just not going to benefit. You're not going to benefit from that in any way. You know, that's the way the devil would have us to think. That's the type of folly he would put in our mind that, you know, boy, I made it through another service and I didn't have to go up there to the altar. I didn't have to do, you know, that's the devil talking to you. God would have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. So you better realize that it's not the church, it's not the preacher, it's God that you're rejecting when you push that away. And I want you to think about that while we continue to sing this song.
Verse 3. Lord, I would clasp Thy hand in mine, nor ever murmur nor repine. Content whatever lot I see, since 'tis through God that leadeth me. He leadeth me, He leadeth me, by His own hand He leadeth me. His faithful follower task on earth is done, when by thy grace the victory's won. In death's cold wave I will not flee, since God through Jordan leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me by his